Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved, that didn't leave us in sin that came through one man, but you sent one man, Christ Jesus, to pay for our sins and deal with it and set us free and raise us into heavenly places so that in the time to come, you can show yourself to us as your children. We can be the visible expression of this amazing love and goodness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 27 from verse 15 to 23. It was customary during the festival for the governor to release to the crowd one prisoner, whomever they might choose. At that time, there was a well-known prisoner named Jesus Barabbas. When the crowd had come together, Pilate asked them, "Whom would you like me to release to you, Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" He knew that the leaders of the people had handed him over because of jealousy. While he was serving as judge, his wife sent this message to him: "Leave that righteous man alone. I've suffered much today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and kill Jesus. The governor said, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" "Barabbas," they replied. And Pilate said then, "What should I do with Jesus who's called Christ?" And they all said, "Crucify him." But he said, "Why? What wrong has he done?" They shouted even louder, "Crucify him."
Hallelujah. You just see, you know, the evil is ruling and reigning through the fall of Adam. And you've got these priests, so-called priests of God, that are deceived. And they deceiving other people. And these people choose to be deceived, you know. They taking hold of the wrong Jesus, and even Pilate, you know, that he's seen this demonic, the seen this is wrong, and as his wife has also exposed that, you know, she's gone through a hard time through a dream, but he can't persuade these or turn these people, and they just want to crucify Jesus, and you know, granted. They've got the permission of heaven because heaven knows the gods of this world, the deceiver and his demonic priests and the fallen people. They don't know what they're doing. But Jesus, heaven, God the Father, and all of heaven has stood back and allowing this because this suffering is going to bring the consequent glory, the glory of man restored, Jesus ruling to bring about the kingdom. So this is a turning point in history. Mankind just sees one man. God the Father and all of heaven sees all mankind, the price of sin being dealt with there. I love the words of Jesus. It's the words of Paul, but he's speaking about Jesus. And he says, just as Jesus died once and for all, so it was once for all people and for all sin, but now he lives for the Father and the Father's will. And he goes on also and then instructs us, reckon yourself dead. Consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God by the power of God that's now available. So now through this new and this better covenant, all priests that's been deceived can now come back to the true Jesus, the true vine, the true head of the body, and every person, all the people that is deceived can now wake up to a king that's ruling in righteousness so that they can become who God actually made them to be, blessings, not curses. So everyone can now be blessed in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit's provision and loving them, blessed in loving them, and blessed in loving themselves, and blessed in being a blessing in this world. This is the goodness that has come. So the powers of darkness that were so evident here has been broken brothers and sisters. So wake up now to the wonderful kingdom, the wonderful love, and the wonderful plan of God for your life and your children's life and South Africa's life and the world's life. One died for all, and one is ruling, and we're ruling together with him in righteousness to see the Father's name hallowed, the will of God happening on earth as it is in heaven. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.